This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Regular listeners to this program know we've been spending a lot of time in Erie, Pennsylvania this year for our series, The Big Promise, how candidate Trump's campaign promises are playing out in an area that voted for him. Tourism may well not be the first thing that comes to mind when you think about the 2016 election and big campaign promises, but the economy in Erie depends a whole lot on what it has to offer. And as Marketplace's Erica Barris reports, this might be one of those areas where promises are better not kept.
I knew what to expect, and I was still surprised by what I saw as I turned off Interstate 90 toward Northeast, a small town in, yes, Northeast Erie. Grapes, miles of them, Concord grapes. This is Welch's country. It's also becoming wine country.
The wine industry is becoming more and more a part of, you know, what grapes are being grown in the region.
That's Mario Mazza. His family's been in the winemaking business since the 1970s. It was pretty lonely for vintners back then. But now?
We have a lot of growers that maybe started out primarily as juice grape growers, but are diversifying their acreage into having some wine varieties.
And Erie's wine region has become a key stop for tourists. More than 50,000 of them are expected to visit the area this year to sample the Rieslings and ice wines and test out the ahi tuna tacos and ceviche starting to show up at local restaurants. The summer months are known as
the golden 90 days.
That's John Oliver, head of Visit Erie. I met up with him at another tourist spot about 20 miles from wine country, the Bayfront. A convention center has replaced an old asphalt shingle factory. The rundown pier has been transformed into a marina packed with yachts, and people can drink cocktails outside the hotels.
We are becoming dependent on tourism.
Oliver says tourists spend more than $1 billion a year in Erie, twice as much as 15 years ago. And there are thousands more summer jobs. Lots of those visitors come from nearby Canada. And Oliver says the Trump administration's push for tighter security at our borders is a concern.
You have a delay of an hour to get into the country just because you're trying to clear additional vetting. That's going to discourage people from coming here.
Also, proposed budget cuts could have a big impact on the region's natural attractions. Presque Isle State Park, with its lush forests, beaches, bike paths, and kayaking on the lake, attracts 4 million visitors a year. Erie depends on money from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to help protect the park's shoreline from erosion and monitor the water, after years of pollution from manufacturing made it unsafe to swim in. Under Trump, the initiative is facing a $300 million cut. Matt Green is operations manager for the park.
There's a very real impact or potential impact with those budget dollars potentially going away. That will inevitably have some sort of impact on the tourism that happens here.
Michael Sullivan knows the trade-offs between industry and environment well. Retired after years as a marketing executive at a paper company, he's now the keeper of Erie's 200-year-old lighthouse. Once a beacon for aviators, it's mainly been just a landmark on the lake. Last year, it opened to tourists. Sullivan takes care of the paperwork and the painting.
Look at you. You're wearing many hats today.
Oh, I'm doing it all.
Sullivan is also the welcoming committee for visitors. Erie is just a few weeks into the golden 90 days, and expectations are that it will be another robust season. It's next season and the one after. Worrying could begin. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.